This is Ray Carlisle for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. There's never been anything like it. And take it from me, Ray Carlisle, I spend all day long on Wall Street making money for other people, but when it comes time for me to take care of myself, I sit back, I unzip, yes, and that's as far as I'll go with that, and I listen to the Phil Hendry Show. Phil has many, many hours of great radio, digital content, great video casts. He even has a Milwaukee Lion podcast, an Elcott the Next Step podcast, and a Bobby Dooley podcast. Phil is weird, yes. All right, it's Don Mixa. It's a Don Mixa Friday night here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, Don Mixa Friday night. I got with me here Bud Dickman and some of the members of Phil Hendry's staff, and I finally got the gist of this, Margaret.
Yes.
And what are you doing?
I'm just sitting back a little bit.
Okay, well, that's all right. I expected that kind of reaction because I'm here to tell you that, bad breath or no, Don Mixa is heading straight into life. Well, that's fine, Don, but you wanted to talk about your breath. I wanted to talk about my breath. Let's back up, okay, shall we?
All right, do you want to start the music again?
No, I don't want to start the music again, but I want this understood that this is Don Mixa's Friday night.
Yes, that's what Phil told us.
Okay, that's what Phil told you. Well, more to the point, that's what I told Phil.
We understand, Mr. Mixa, and so...
Hold on for a minute. I'm not having a conversation here. I want you all to know something. I know that everyone claims I've got bad breath. Is that right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's why I moved away.
Because my breath smells right now?
Yes, it does.
At some point, you know, I have to call just... what do they say? The kids these days say I got to call bullshit. You know?
Well, Don... No one's kidding you. I'm not kidding, okay? I moved away, Don, because your breath, it hit me just as I sat down right over there, and it was going, I guess, what did you say, Bud?
Yeah, it was basically going from left to right. Maybe there's a small breeze outside that kicked it in, but when Ms. Gray sat down, then it wafted toward her.
It wafted toward her. Boy, you people work overtime. I'm given to understand, because this is what Phil calls a netcast, that I can be free with the language.
To a point, yes.
Let me just say, that's bullshit.
No, it's not, because I can smell it too.
You can smell. All right, here's the thing. I'm Don Mixa. Bad breath or not, I'm going to get my piece out of life. Bad breath or not, I'm Don Mixa, and I'm moving straight ahead toward the future and success, and I'm going to get mine. That's what I say right now, okay?
And even if your breath is bad.
Like I said, I'm not having a conversation here.
All right, well.
This is Don Mixa Friday night. My breath is bad. Do something about it. It's Don Mixa's My Breath is Lousy, Do Something About It, a Friday night here on the Phil Hendry Show. Yeah. All right, thanks very much, General Shaw. That's General... Galen Shaw is Don Mixa, and welcome to this Don Mixa Friday night. And the theme tonight, as it is every Friday night during Don Mixa Friday night, this is a kickoff Don Mixa Friday night. We're kicking it off, and we're feeling very strong about it. And I'm coming right out, and I'm getting ahead of the ball, as they say. And I'm saying, my breath is lousy, so what? All right.
And here's your first guest, Don, Mr. Dean Wheeler of Northern California. And the Holistic Center.
Dean, it's very, very good to talk to you. I've been wanting to talk to you because I want to get up to your resort up there.
Uh-huh.
In Novato, right?
Yes, Wheeler Resort is in Novato. And we also have a man camp that we have twice a year. Man camp is for men only. And it's a place where men can go and be men.
Now, this is not for like guys that think they're sissies or anything.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say that man camp... I need to dab my eyes.
Your eyes are watering a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it my breath?
Yes, it is. But I haven't said it. You brought it up. I didn't.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man camp is twice a year, and then we have Wheeler Resort. We also have the Northern California Holistic Center, where people can go and take yoga classes, read up on the different progressive and New Age religions, what there are.
Dean Wheeler also has his wife, Emerelda Wheeler, and I believe Emerelda has been a singer in the past.
She has. We've tried to get her career kicked in. Yeah.
Okay, so you've reached your limit.
I have, yeah.
Okay, so Dean has reached his limit. Now, when you say reached his limit, he walks out of here?
Yes, that's the agreement we have with the guests. They'll talk to you for as long as they can stand it.
I tell you right now, I would love to get some phone calls.
Well, you know, the phone system is not in because Phil is in transit to new studios.
All right, well, okay. So here's the game that these people have told me that I got to play. It goes as follows. Hey, Don, would you like to do a Friday night for Don Mix of Friday night? Yeah, sure. And you can have guests and everything. Okay. But the people can walk off once they can't take your breath any longer.
Well, what did you think? What did you think that meant?
Yeah, it meant, you know.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, I got a cat that's sitting behind. What's going on here anyway?
Well, this is Phil's makeshift studio here. We're, for people who don't know, we're in the cabana here at my home, the one that I share with Frank, in Santa Monica. I think Phil next week is where, General?
Next week, Phil will be at the beautiful Yeah Hotel in Bonneville Beach.
The what?
Never mind. That's what he told me.
Yeah, he's going to. No, that is. Mr. Renner will be at the Yeah Hotel on Bonneville Beach. It's a beautiful beachside hotel and everything.
Isn't that nice?
Hey, what has this got to do with me?
Nothing. We just know that the combinations here are a little, uncomfortable. But, Don, getting back to what you're on the show tonight, this is the Don Mix of Friday night. We want you to have every possible thing that you would like to have on the show.
Yeah, well, I would like to have everybody, but I'm getting... Okay, never mind.
All right, and here is your next guest. All right, Ms. Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve.
All right, I've been looking forward to this.
Come in, Bobby.
Hi, Don.
Bobby, I have been looking forward to this for a long time. You're Steve, right?
Yeah.
You're a power unto yourself, Ms. Dooley. You are a head of the Homeowners Association. I can see you're holding your nose, right?
Yeah, it hit me.
It kind of... Oh, God, help me.
Oh, stop it, Steve.
Well, it is.
Okay. Are we going to be able to have this interview? Let me ask a question here of my two compatriots. Margaret?
Yes?
Am I going to be able to have any kind of an interview with people?
As long as they can take your breath.
Ms. Dooley?
No, I'm fine, Don. I'm good. As long as I'm able to put my two fingers up these nostrils here. You see?
Yeah, so you have... It's like you're picking your nose with two fingers what you're doing.
Well, I don't know what... I wouldn't say that.
My wife's not good, but she's not going to pick her nose.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dooley, for that clarification. I probably could have gotten that from your wife.
Oh, man.
Okay, you guys bailing out?
Yeah, this is our limit.
That's my limit.
Okay.
All right, Don, those two people... So we've had three people now. They've hit their limit on your bad breath.
Let me explain something to everybody.
Well, look, Don...
No. Don't look, Don, me. Now, down through the years... I've been a special guest here on the Phil Henry Show, and I'm also a teacher, and everybody tells me how lousy my breath is. Now, I rinse my mouth out twice a day with water. I eat cucumber and carrot to kind of, or not carrot,
celery.
Celery. I eat cucumber and celery to kind of clean the mouth out. And what else do you want from me? I'm not the kind of guy that is going to compromise his health and well-being using these foul, poisonous mouthwashes and these foul, poisonous toothpastes. Is it the way it's said?
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste. So some chump can feel better about his life when he walks up to me and says, "Hi, Mr. Mixa, how are you?" And I go, "I'm fine."
Well, that's it right there, Don.
Yeah, it's it. There, you're trying to waft it.
I'm trying to do what?
You're trying to waft the breast. You're going, "Hi,"
Well, look. I do that to make a point. I do that to make the following point. If I have bad breath, and I'm not convinced...
Well, you've just had three guests walk out of here.
I don't care what I've had. I know a lot of people are highly sensitive. Mr. Henry says he's got a very sensitive nose. That's why he's not even here, right?
Yeah, Phil cannot... As much as Phil respects you, Don, he can't be in the same room with you for more than 5 seconds because he does have this hypersensitive nose.
Yeah, right. Well, load it.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't buy it at all. Let me tell you this. If, in fact, I have bad breath, well, let's get it out of the way. So when I say hi to somebody, for instance, when I just... Who's our next guest? Who's waiting?
Well, we got Steve Bozell.
You want me to bring him up?
No, hold on. When I bring Steve Bozell on,
I challenge people on the Don Mixer Friday nights. They'll say, hi, right?
So you're intentionally wafting the breath.
I'm intentionally wafting it, just going, yeah, just spreading it. And if I see some vine-swinging gibbon with the big teeth going, ooh, man, I want nothing more to do with him.
All right. Well, we understand it. This is Don Mixer Friday night. I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Don Mixer. And let's bring on our next guest now. And you'll note what I'm about to do. He's just off in the green room.
Okay. I'll say to him, he'll say hi, and I'll say hi. I'll aim the breath right at him. Let's see what happens.
All right, Don, let's bring on your next guest from Corona, California. Steve Bozell here on the Don Mixer Friday night.
Hey, all right. Steve Bozell, come on in, Steve.
Thanks a lot.
Hey.
How do you do?
Hi.
Fuck me.
What's the problem?
Nothing. I think there's some food that I left on my shirt that spoiled.
No, actually, that was me purposefully aiming my breath at you, Mr. Bozell. How do you feel about that?
If that was your breath, then we definitely have a problem here.
Well, what does that mean? You don't want to?
No. I rarely get an opportunity to speak my mind and to be on a different podcast. So yeah, I do want to be here. But if you're going to go, yeah, if you're going to just aim it at me.
Well, that's the whole point here of Don Mixer Friday Night. It's the subtitle of the show is Don Mixer Friday Night on my terms as I move forward into the future fearlessly.
Even with bad breath.
Most especially with bad breath. So it goes like this. I'm Don Mixer. My breath is foul. But that's not going to stop me from marching confidently into the future.
Yeah, well, see, Don, don't see Don me anything, okay?
I know what I'm doing. Now, Mr. Bozell,
look, I don't want to be talked to like I'm your yard punk. You understand? I'm just saying, I got to get... You guys keep talking to me about my breath.
All right, go ahead.
Right. So anyway, Steve, how are you?
I'm very fine.
That's good.
So you... Oh, wow.
Yeah, it hit you, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Are you all right?
Not really. I got...
See, this is what happens, Don, when you hit them with the breath on purpose as you're doing this. They may not be able to go on.
Oh, no, I don't believe that for a minute. Mr. Bozell, are you going to be all right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I apologize then.
Yeah, I'm fine, I think.
Mr. Bozell, I want to ask you, as a listener to the Phil Hendry Show and a listener to Don Mixer Friday Night, have you heard me before?
Yeah, I've heard you before. I've heard Don Mixer Friday night. I know you're a professor of engineering at University of Washington. And I know that you've had, some intellectual contacts and things like that.
All right, so you wanted to come on the Don Mixer Friday night show. Why?
Well, I kind of wanted to prove that I could take it. You know, and I know you've said, how many of you can take my breath? If you think you can, come on Friday night.
And you were in the audience tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm. Well, I just had a group of people there.
All right, so for people who don't know, we have a group of people that are around the pool here. We're in the Cabana area of Frank and Margaret Gray's house, and we have a collection of about 20 people outside listening to the podcast. All right, so Steve, I wanted to ask you a few questions about the construction business, like
how
long have you been in it?
Jesus H, that just hit me.
Now, you did that on purpose.
Well, yes, of course I did.
I gotta go.
Yeah, see? Chickened out, didn't you?
No, I didn't know I'd be... I didn't know you were going to aim it at me, okay?
Yeah, everyone's chickening out. That's the whole thing.
Well, Don, can you blame them when you're purposefully aiming your breath right at them?
That's right. I want to see who's got it and who doesn't.
You all right, Steve?
No, I'm not. No, I am not okay. I'm far from it.
Yeah, look at this. You know, you people just are faking it.
No, man, you got to understand.
Now, Don, you need to understand. You got to get this. Your breath is foul.
Yeah, I the more you exaggerate it...
We're not exaggerating it.
I swear to God, Mr. Mixer, we're not.
Yeah, the more you exaggerate it, the more I just want to say hi. Yeah, don't you get any of that?
Oh, Jesus. Don, what do you have for breakfast? Cow shit?
Okay, that's it. That's uncalled for. That right there is uncalled. I'm Don Mixer,
And nothing, and I mean nothing, will keep me from striding confidently into the future and saying, yeah, I'm Don Mixa.
When you do that, though, you know that you're sending a pocket of foul breath at someone.
I don't care. So you stop caring. I've stopped caring. If I've got bad breath, I got bad breath.
Are you married, Mr. Mixer?
I have a girlfriend.
You do?
Yeah. See, I know what you people are going to say. You're going to say, what woman could stand to be with Don Mixer? You know what? You want to see those?
Oh, my God. He started to unzip. What do you think this is, anyway?
Nothing. I'm sorry. Hey, Don, you know, this is not the Chris Norton porn exhibit, all right? I'm sorry, but, you know, you asked me, do I have a girlfriend? Yes, I do. Okay.
And let the record show well, you can't see this. He's pointing at his crotch.
All right.
Yeah, you are.
Anyway, as I was saying,
and now what he's doing, he's holding his fingers apart as if he's got a 10-inch dick.
Oh, man, did you hear that?
God, Ms. Gray, that's very uncalled for and unladylike and everything.
Oh, is that right? And look at Mixer. There he is. There he goes again.
Yeah, Don Mixer right now is now pretending like he's pointed at Margaret and he's got his tongue in his cheek as if she's sucking his cock. God damn it.
Do you have to be so graphic?
Look, I didn't do that on purpose.
The hell you didn't. We all saw it and the general just reported on it.
I've reported on it for these here airwaves. All right. If this is the way it's going to be, if Don Mixer can't express himself like a regular human being without you people jumping my case...
We want you to, okay? You just don't have to, you know, waft it into a guy's face.
But that's the new Don Mixer. I'm not making apologies anymore. I'm Don Mixer, striding confidently, vigorously, with my arms swinging at my sides and taking long, almost goose steps. I'm moving into the future with my bad, funky breath, all right? How does that feel? I'm moving into the future with lousy breath.
Well, don't look at me as if you're making a point, because that sounded stupid.
But what is your point, sir?
Hey, am I answering his questions? No, you just... We're the panel. We get to ask you questions. What is your question?
What do you mean? What did you say?
I said I'm moving confidently into the future with bad breath.
And you don't care who knows it?
I don't care who knows it, no. I've gotten so much heat for having bad breath.
Have you tried to do anything about it?
Yes, I wash my mouth out with water.
And you don't believe in mouthwash?
No, I don't. Mouthwash is poison. Mouthwash will shrivel your you-know-what up, man, until you got it. It's like, you see these guys, have you ever looked at your penis in the morning? It was like an inch long?
Not really.
Well, I can guarantee, if you ever do, that's because you were using mouthwash the day before.
That's so much bullshit.
Yeah, really? Try it sometime. This is Don Mix of Friday Night. This is Don Mix of Friday Night, folks, and welcome. Let's bring on our next guest, the pilot and all-around adventurer, Art Griego.
Hey, Art.
How you doing?
And Art, I don't think we've met, have we?
I don't believe we have, no.
Now, you'll notice, as you've probably been listening tonight, what do you think we've been talking about tonight?
There's no question they've been talking about your breath.
Are you noticing it now?
Yes, I am. Very much so.
Very much so, you're saying. So you and I have never met.
This is the first time.
The first time. And the first thing I ask you is, do I have lousy breath? And you go, yeah.
Well, I mean...
It's sort of what you asked him.
Oh, hold on. I'd like to just talk to... I'd like to talk here to Art.
Yes, sir. I mean, the first thing that when I walked into the room, I'm trained as a pilot to keep my eyes open, my ears open, to keep my senses open, to make sure that the plane...
Now, I know. You don't have to give me the speech about being a pilot. I get it.
Well, it's not a speech, okay? It's my life.
Okay, look, all I want to say, Art, it's my life. All right, Art, fine.
And as long as you're talking about my life, and I come in here and put it on the line, I take one whiff of your breath... And I contemplate, would it be better to kill myself?
Oh, get out of here, will you?
Are you speaking seriously, Art?
Yes, I am. I took one whiff of his breath a moment ago, and I thought, you know what? I'd rather die than sit here much longer.
All right. Thank you, and thanks for the interview.
You're welcome.
So far you've had four guests on, and you haven't been able to say jack squat to any of them.
That's right. But I am not going to compromise my principles... As Don Mix of Friday Night continues right after this.
This is Don Mix's Friday Night on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's brought to you by...
The world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. I'm Bobby Dooley.
I'm Steve Dooley.
And you can listen to all of our adventures at Western Estates or the great many adventures of all of the other people what are on Phil's show. Get a Backstage Pass to the Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com and you'll get... Oh, so many hours, thousands of hours of fun and frivolity from Phil, from his radio show to his digital cast. He has video casts, he has home movies, pre-shows, post-shows. He's got some Snapchat stuff there. My God, you don't even want to know.
Yeah, I got a Backstage Pass, Phil Henry Show.
At philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. And welcome back. It's Don Mixa Friday Night. Hear that, Don Mixa.
Thank you very much, Margaret Gray, and hello, everybody. Welcome to Don Mixa Friday Night. And as I've said here on the program tonight, and I will continue to say what I do on the Don Mixa Friday Night, the Don Mixa, my life is a show. So what I do is I get up in the morning and I say, it's time for the Don Mixa Show. And I'll say to myself, my girlfriend, her name's Cece, by the way, and she... says she has no problem with my breath. Everybody else does. So I ask her, I say, do you have a problem with my breath? She says, no. And I come to find out that while she can smell my breath, and while it is, as she put it in her diary, and okay.
You read your girlfriend's diary?
Yes, I did. And I'm sorry, CC5, I told her about it. And it said, I love Don so much that I'm going to live the rest of my life in this stinking hell. And then it went dot, dot, dot.
It did what?
She just didn't finish the entry.
Well, she's all right, isn't she?
Yeah, she's fine. She just decided that day, the day that I read her diary, I love Don so much that I'm going to sit in this stinking hell and then dot, dot, dot.
So she's talking about your breath.
I have to assume that, but here's the thing. When I get up in the morning, I tell myself, bad breath or not, I'm striding confidently into the future. Boy, I pity, I feel sorry for anybody that gets in my way. I feel real sorry for anyone that gets in Don Mix's way. Because the first thing I'm going to do, hey, you got to use all your weapons. If someone stands in my way and says, not today, Mixa, you're not going to make any kind of an improvement in your career and your life today. Not today. That's when I go, ha. Ah.
Oh, God, you did that for, did it on purpose.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't do it for real. Just, God, oh, God. Oh, God.
Is everybody okay?
Oh, God. No, we're not. Oh, God, please make it go away. Please make it go away.
Oh, knock it off, General.
I'm not kidding you. Oh, man.
Well, why don't you turn a fan on or something?
That's not a bad idea. We'll get a fan going here. Okay, let's get the fan going. Hey, I'm a fan.
You know, that isn't funny. You know, we're sitting here fighting for our lives, Dickman. Fighting for our lives.
Oh, stop it.
No, I mean it. Now get a fan on.
Okay.
You think you're fighting for your life, is that it?
Yes. That's how funky your breath is, Don Mixa.
All right, coming up now on the Don Mixa Friday Night is Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who had written me this note, and I quote, Dear Mr. Mixa, while I do not contest your right to free speech and your right to go on any podcast that you choose and to speak your mind as you would like to, I do have to tell you, it seems to be a health hazard and could very well turn into a violent situation if your breath just keeps getting out there. Signed, Jay Santos.
That sounds like Santos.
Does it?
Yeah, he's not very professional.
All right, let's bring on Jay Santos. This is Auxiliary Police. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing real good. Thank you. And I understand that I've been called on a show tonight to sit down and have an in-depth discussion with you, even though you have bad breath.
That's right, yeah. And I got to tell you something, Jay, and this was said to me by Margaret Gray.
Please don't.
Well, Ms. Gray, look, we got no secrets around here. I heard Ms. Gray say here, just before I brought you on, she said, well, you know what, Don, don't feel bad, because Jay's breath could gag a buzzard off a meat wagon.
It's true, Jay.
Oh, boy, that's the first time. I'm Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah, I understand that.
We know that, Mr. Santos, but you do. Your breath could gag a buzzard straight clean off of the end of a meat wagon.
Well, okay, so this is kind of insulting, and I don't think it's fair, because I was brought on a program tonight. They said, hey, how's it about coming on and talk about Don Mixit breath?
And what do you think of my breath?
Your breath is lousy.
Okay. Well, guess what? I just got a whiff of yours. And
there is a possibility, Jay, you could start competing with Don.
What are you talking about?
Jay, you're so wrapped up in your, you know, solving crimes and making the community safer and basically walking around and strutting all your power that you forget your breath. Your breath would peel paint.
Oh, that's horse.
No, it's true. Your breath is as funky as the day is long.
So what do you think about that, Jay?
Well, what do you mean, what do I think about it? I think that, first of all, I was brought on here to be ambush. Okay,
now that's just it. Let me say something.
No, I thought I was brought on. No, that's not true, Jay. Yes, it is. I was brought on.
Wait. Let me say something. Even if they want to ambush, they ambush me all the time. I come on a show, any kind of a show, and they say, here's Don Mixit to talk about engineering. But guess what? What we really want to talk about is how foul and funky, just funky, just as funky as the day is long, his breath is. And you know what? I roll with it. You know, I ride it. I ride the pain, okay?
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is, if they say, here's Don Mixit and his breath, would kill a man. If he breathed on you, you'd die. Okay? Well, I roll with that. I you know, whatever they want to, wherever they want to go, I'll go. Yeah? You think my breath's bad? Get a load of this. And one of the hosts of the show said, Don, we did bring you on under false pretenses. Your breath is lousy. And I went, yeah.
God, what happened?
What happened? The guy collapsed and the guy went into a kind of an epileptic fit. He was, having convulsions. He was holding his nose and his eyes rolled back in his head. His eyes started watering. All kind of bad things happened to that nitwit because he wanted to call out Don Mixit's breath.
Well, I can tell you that I don't really want to get into it with anybody.
But what we're trying to tell you is,
yeah, Don, you know, Jay, your breath is funky as hell. It really is, Jay.
Okay, well, you know... Let me ask you something. Do you brush your teeth at night?
I do sometimes.
Do you use a water pick?
Do you?
I don't use a water pick. I don't know how to use a water pick.
Oh, get out of here. You can learn how to use one.
But I'm asking this guy, Jay, use a water pick?
No, I do not use a water pick. I don't want to stick that up into my mouth and probably make my gums bleed. So I leave the food wedged between my teeth. What are you saying? That's what caused it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Jay, you should know that.
Well, I mean, I use the toothbrush and I do some flossing, but if there's meat stuck between my teeth, it's going to have to stay there because I'm not using no water pick because that make a gum bleed.
It makes a gum bleed?
Yeah, well, you know, it makes the gums bleed.
Well, I can say this, and Jay, I think we're going to give you the prize tonight. The Don Mixit Friday Night Prize. Jay Santos has been able to sit here for longer than 30 seconds and talk to me as I just let my breath waft all over him.
Well, it's fine. Because I am trained as a citizen's auxiliary police officer to just go ahead and roll with punches, you know?
Okay, well, let me just say this.
Yeah, see, that doesn't...
You can't smell that.
I can smell it, but it smells fine. It smells like...
Well, what does it smell like?
Like car interior, like, you know, leather.
Car interior?
I've never heard such a thing before.
Well, that's what I'm smelling. Car interior.
How about now?
Yeah, that did it. Oh, that did it. It hurts me.
Yeah, see, I couldn't let a Don Mixit Friday night end without sending one other guy walking out of here, clipping his nose, squeezing his nose tight, and praying for his mama.
God damn. God damn.
Well, a world-famous Phil Henry show with me, Don Mixit, on a Friday night. As executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, what?
What are you hesitating for?
I got a whiff of my own breath. What do you think of that?
Oh, you're kidding.
God, I'm not kidding. All of a sudden, I started to black out a little bit here.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. You all right, Don?
Yeah, I started to smell my own breath. Jesus H. Christ, why didn't somebody tell me?
Well, Don, we tried.
Why didn't someone tell me? Jesus H. Christ.